From Washington, this is VOA News. We bring you this special report. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump has led a moment of silence on the south lawn of the White House facing the Washington Monument to remember the victim of Sunday night's shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was the worst mass shooting in American history. At least 58 people are dead and 515 wounded. The president has ordered flags across the country to fly at half-staff. He plans to go to Las Vegas Wednesday to meet with first responders and console the victims and their families. He has called it an act of pure evil. Police and federal investigators still do not have a motive. They say 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire on a crowd of more than 22,000 people attending a country music show. Eric Paddock is his brother.
There's not even anything I can say. I mean, my brother did this. This is like it was done, you know, like he shot us.
Police say we don't know what the shooter's belief system is. On Monday, President Trump thanked Las Vegas police for their sacrifices and quick responses and addressed the nation.
It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
U.S. Senator Dean Heller, who represents Nevada, called the shooting a senseless, horrifying act of violence. This is VOA News.